I'm not going to preach. And some of you said, thank the Lord. But I actually do feel like I'm supposed to share something. I was going to preach from Acts chapter 22, Paul's testimony, where a great light shone upon him. And I was going to tie that in with John chapter 1. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The great light that shone upon Paul had a name. It was Jesus. And I guess just for a few moments, I feel like I'm supposed to share with you my testimony. Believe it or not, I was once sitting where you are. No, not the exact location, but I was in your spot. And I had a home that might be like yours. There was definitely spiritual effort going on, and yet there were some deep, deep problems in the home that was affecting our life tremendously. And because of the sinful nature, the carnal heart, early on with the turmoil in our home, I set my face to go in an ungodly direction. Influences were weighing in on me, and I was drawn to sinful things and pleasures and lust and deceit, and the list goes on. And as we were taken out of the home for a while and then got back in the home, and then God in his providence led us to go south, and we ended up back in Phoenix, Arizona. God in his faithfulness was tracking me. Hallelujah. And I didn't understand that then. I was just going full steam ahead in my own way, my own path. I saw things a particular way. I was trying to live them out best I could behind my dad's back in the way that I thought I wanted. And looking back, I can recognize that I was on the fast track to destruction. That's what I was on. I cannot imagine looking back what my life would have ended up as, but I do know this much, it wouldn't have been worth living. It wouldn't have been worth living. But as Paul, or Saul, in Acts chapter 22, I was purposed. Even though I was going the wrong way, I was purposed. And I remember when the great light shone on my path. The preceding months had been a mess for me in regards to my own journey as a young man. I'd been dabbling in things, getting involved in things, sneaking out of the house, et cetera, et cetera. Just rotten, deceitful, self-centered, David-filled activities. But camp time came along, and my parents couldn't go to camp. My mom wasn't in a place mentally, emotionally to do so, and my dad was trying to hold things together and working hard, wasn't able to go. And there was a peculiar older couple in our church. Their last name was McAnally. Some of you might remember them. They were out of the box. They were a bit eccentric, but they loved the Lord. And I don't remember if they offered or if they were asked. I don't know. I wouldn't have been very in tune probably, but they, in their little Cavalier station wagon, drove myself and my sister from Phoenix, Arizona to Rancho Cucamonga, California. That place doesn't mean much to you, but it does to me. Because it was during that camp meeting that God the Holy Ghost used an evangelist to speak with authority and power the word of God. And he painted sin for how ugly sin really is. He painted sin just as God paints sin. It's willfulness, it's rebellion, it's wretchedness, it's that which sends us to hell. fact, I think the best definition, in my opinion, the best definition of sin throughout Scripture is Isaiah 53. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. That described my path. But something happened that night. Could I just say it this way? You guys, isn't that nice to have light? Actually, light can be very uncomfortable, as you just realized. I already told you our family had some struggles. And I remember we'd come home, we had a roach problem. Isn't that disgusting? It really is disgusting. I mean, we had a bad roach problem. I remember coming home, we'd flip the light on, and it was roach kill fest. That's true. Darkness makes you think things are one way. Light helps you see it entirely differently. And that night, God shone light on my path. It was the same great light that shone in Saul's life 2,000 years. The light hadn't changed. It's the exact same light that shone on my path. I mean, literally, it's the exact same light. His name is Jesus. I had an encounter with the one true light that lighteth every man cometh into the world. Frankly, I don't really remember what I prayed. In fact, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Unfortunately, because I didn't have my dad there, unfortunately, I was sitting with the cool people. Well, at least I thought so. I was sitting way back there. Now listen, no criticism for you all back there, okay? But I was sitting back there with the cool kids. It's interesting how we find our crowd, isn't it? Birds of a feather do indeed flock together. It doesn't take you long to find the crowd you want to be with, even at a holiest camp meeting. But as the Holy Ghost fell on that service, but on my heart, as that one true light began to illuminate me in that pew, something uncomfortable was happening on the inside of me. I was seeing myself for who I was, and it was not a pretty picture. I don't know if I would have gone to the altar that night. I don't know if I would have. I might have. I don't know if I would have gone to the altar that night except for a faithful pastor. Some of you would know him too, J.E. Ray. Brother Ray was my pastor, and no doubt he had been carrying a burden for me. I don't know what his personal prayer life was like, but likely he had been. And one of the demonstrations of that is that he slipped out and he came back. I don't remember Brother McCaslin what he said to me. Doesn't really matter. I just know that somehow between the one great light and a faithful pastor and an eccentric older couple who was willing to take a couple teenagers to camp meeting, amen? Amen. Some of you are here because of the sacrifice of some people. I'm not saying they're eccentric. I'm just they might be. They might be. But God helped me to begin to walk in that light. And for me, that meant I needed to head to the altar. And I walked up that camp meeting aisle. If, as I recall, I knelt somewhere over here, I don't have a clue what I prayed. I just know this. I just know this. I passed from death to life. I went from darkness to light. I was forever marked. Indeed, old things passed away and all things became new. Hallelujah. My radio station changed. I know that dates me, all right? You'd say your playlist changed. And by the way, it will change. Yeah. My friends changed. Do you know that God began to implant within me the seeds of my calling early on? Appreciate the testimony we heard right over here. Early on. Because you see, when you are illuminated, when your life has the light shining in it, friends, things can never be the same. And you begin to understand, though in small measure, you begin to understand what the songwriter was saying when she penned, "Well of water ever springing, bread of life so rich and free, untold wealth that never faileth, my Redeemer is to me. Hallelujah, I have found." Ah, there it is. See, salvation is not so much an experience, though it is. There must be an entryway, but you know what salvation really is? Do you know what walking in the light is? It's walking in Jesus. He is the one true light. He is the light. And Paul commenced a walk with Jesus that not only transformed him, but listen, friends, it's the reason we're here today. Because one man was illuminated on the pathway. He began to see things like God does, and he said a humble and eternal yes. And here we are 2,000 years later. I was just in Rome a few days ago. And I really didn't expect this, but I was impacted in seeing the remnants, the leftovers of that potent, extensive Roman civilization and power and dominance. And that's when Saul and the new Christian church was just finding its way. In fact, they were called the Way, the people of the Way. And it stood out to me that I got to view the Colosseum and the Roman Forum and all these crumbled monuments. But guess what? The one true light is shining brightly 2,000 years later. And you know what's dominating 2,000 years later? Not Roman rule, but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. And when everything was pressuring otherwise, they began to walk in the one true light. And young people, right now, where you are, if you will begin to walk in the one true light, in Jesus right now, regardless of the pressures in your life, you're going to find in the end a satisfaction, a purpose, and an eternal friend. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. The great light shone, and it was the one true light. The best part of being a Christian is you get Jesus. Well, I say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well of water ever springing, bread of life so rich and free, untold wealth that never faileth, my Redeemer is to me. Oh, hallelujah, I have found him whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Through his blood I now am saved. Lord, thank you for your presence and your work among us tonight. We rejoice in it. We welcome it. We ask that you deepen it. Lord, as this youth camp continues, Lord, I pray that each of us would walk forward in the beautiful light of God, and may we remember he has a name. It's Jesus. Lord, thank you for victory. Thank you for help. Thank you for your convicting voice and power drawing us to who you are and what you can do. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.